Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Yo, what's happening? What's going down? This is Herb Box, long time going. Number 40, really 40,
nine.
Huh?
Nine, the last one.
Nah, 48, I believe. 47. Nine. Nah, it's nine. It's 40. I just look at them all the time. 47, 48. 40, we 47 was the Hemp Fest little special, but we never got it out. We never did get it to him.
So the last, I did send it to him.
Huh?
47.
Yeah, he never got it.
It says sent on 8/12. It was sent.
We never uploaded it or something.
Okay. But
whatever the case might be. But anyway, what's happening, everybody, man? This is KB over there, that's boy L in Slur Box. The Stiletto Stoners and Conscious Conrads. Hell, I got a comment the other day saying, are you trying to talk sexy? So what? If you're trying to talk, yeah.
Are you? I mean, answer the question.
No. I was tripping on. I was like, that's all they said. Is this your attempt of trying to be sexy? That's how they wrote.
Well,
Be like I already am. I just was like, okay. I'm assuming they mean by the tone. I don't know what they mean. That they want me to be Busta Rhymes on here or something. But I'm sorry about that. I don't know what to tell you. But if you need to have my vocals up a little bit more, you need me to speak up or fuck, I don't know, whatever. So I appreciate it, like I said, but any other time, man, send all comments, go to the website, Herbbox, that's herbbox.com, and right there you can shoot an email, comment, anything, listen to the podcast there. We're gonna have videos thrown up and real soon, about the fall. Starting fall is September 1st, first day of fall. So we are right now about 8 days away. When y'all get this, it'll be
October 1st?
No, September the 21st.
20,
is the official first day of fall. You know, but with all these weathers, we want to say, first of all, man, you know, all the people in Houston, Miami, but quiet is kept. There is a fire. I don't even know what to call it, man, but it is out of control in Montana and Washington and Oregon. Like, I mean, it's bad. Like, they can't do so. Man, we got floods and water and fire. So, I mean, you know, there's a signs that, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, but shit ain't looking good. But it can get better. Hey, man, I want to talk today on, you know, I talked to about it before, but I mean, it's really important now. Now, you know, when you're turning somebody on cannabis, this is my thing. A lot of people don't smoke, and I'm really not the kind. Have you noticed people are peer pressure somebody? Hey, man, just try it. It's, man, that's not their thing. That's not their thing, right? I don't do that. I don't like people to do that, and I don't like people coming up to me and saying, man, I want to try it, and let me tell you, I don't want to introduce you to it, anything. But what I would like for us to do, if you do in cannabis, anybody with any pain, that's the alternative. Like, get them out of the pain. So I'm going to turn you on to some cannabis cream or you know, or edible or something. I would go that route, trying to really help and heal somebody instead of just trying to peer pressure them into smoking or doing this shit. That ain't their thing. That ain't their thing. Let them stay in their lane, you know? I got friends that I don't smoke around. I got friends I do smoke around. I never try to cross the two. I never even bring it up. I mean, some of them don't even know nothing about my podcast. I don't even tell them nothing about this or nothing about, you know, my grow. I don't do that. Other ones I do. Just different makeup, you know? So, but turning other people on, especially older. Like, hey, I'm gonna ask you. Like, let's say in your family, everybody over, let's say, 55. How many that you close to, that you speak to, holidays or whatnot, that you probably got arthritis or something? How many you think?
Maybe two or three.
Two or three. Two. Now, do you think if you said, hey, here's some cream, you're aching, why don't you try this? I think they're going to try it, don't you think?
Yeah, well, if they know what it is, some of them may, some of them might.
But if they had a little sample, then that's the way to ease it up,
But some people just straight up don't believe in using that at all. Like,
okay, but if they tried it as a, if they say, well, wait a minute, I'm gonna rub this on my knee that's hurting. Yeah, try it, and if they see it, cause one thing, nobody wants to be uncomfortable. Now, not everybody wants to be high and alter whatever, but nobody wants to be comfortable. Uncomfortable, I should say. Out of the top, they're going to be like, yeah. So, if they take, they can't say, oh, I don't want to do any type of, I don't want to mess with that, whatever.
Yeah.
I bet you they asked to take some Tylenol with codeine mix in a Tylenol 4, though, in a heartbeat, right?
Some people might, yeah.
Well, if the ones who say, oh, I don't do weed, but then they popping pain pills, what the hell? And when you say, I would pop that, I would do the other one before I do that one, right?
Popping pain.
I don't know.
Some people just don't believe in doing it.
What? See, those are the people that's why I said we got to start with just the alternative, the medicine wise. Well, let's not even call it medicine. Just say alternative.
Natural
remedy. Natural, okay, remember. Because then you go into medicine and that's debatable and you have. But if you say alternative, yeah, remedies or whatever, natural remedies or whatever, maybe that might do it. Because I'm telling you, I did squats today, man, my shit kind of tight.
What the?
My legs and stuff. So when I put the little cream on, it's like, it helped a little bit, you know. So, yeah, it's due time. That's where it's going to have to change it to turn people on to that, other than just trying to do it. But what I do try to get people involved in, like I tried to get you, which you need to go ahead and bring me that stuff back, because you ain't gonna grow nothing. but grow something, man. Pop, you know, whether it be some peppers, we got fall, so you can throw out some onions, some carrots, stuff that grow in the ground. Try it out. A lot of people, let shit grow your cannabis, you're gonna smoke it. Soon, might as well. You know, get your shit out, get your shit right. Unfortunately, but that's what I'm gonna do with that video. We're gonna take one today. I'm just doing on the whole thing itself, cleaning all that. So, but anyway, let me say what else. I had something else on my mind, man. But I guess we'll go to music real quick. We're gonna hit off with the cannabis news, but the one thing I wanted to know, like, are we going to a lot of companies now buying, like, these in, you know, these farm areas and renting out, you know, land? I wonder, are they growing on those things? Because you see a lot of solar panel things are doing it, and because we sitting on 150, my fan up there and he's texting, so I was, boy, hey, rent it if you like. But then I was like, nah, I'll use it for myself. But I wondered, there's a lot of acreage out there. Are people gonna go to the Green Acres? Get it, Green Acres? They gonna start moving to the country and growing, where it won't have to be bothered and have to worry about trying to get a building, because I know it's probably expensive now trying to get an industrial building and grow inside and all that shit. So anyway, so we're going to some music and we'll be right back with the news.
I buy a new car for the bitch,
for real.
I tear down the mall with the bitch,
for real.
You can't even talk to the bitch,
nah.
She fucking with bosses and shit,
oh God.
I pull up in Rawrers and shit,
straight.
With choppers and Harleys and shit,
for real.
I be Gucci down,
Gucci.
You wearing Lacoste and shit,
bitch.
Yeah, Montclair, yeah. Furka and Mafia Bell, yeah.
Yeah.
Triple homicide, put me in a chair, yeah.
In jail.
Triple cross the plug, we do not play fair, yeah.
Oh God.
Got them tennis chains on and they real blingy
bling.
Draco make you do the chicken head like chingy
ching.
Walking Neiman Marcus and I spend a life 50-50. Please proceed with caution, shooters, they be right with me.
21
bad bitch, cute face and some nice titties. Send it 500 on a Saint Laurent jacket,
yeah.
Bitch, be careful when you dumping your ass,
bitch.
I ain't no sucker, I ain't cuffing no action,
nah.
The streets raise
wow.
me, I'm a
wow,
whole
wow,
bastard
wow.
I bought a Rari just so I can go faster.
Sure.
Niggas trying to copy me, they plan catch up.
21.
I might pull up in a ghost, no Casper.
21.
I been smoking gas and I ain't got no
ass.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account.
Oh yeah.
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 In my bank account.
Oh
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down.
Yeah.
Ready to gun you down.
Oh 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 God.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Not for real, dog.
21.
Straight up out the seats, now I got a house in the hill, dog.
21.
Wanna see about it, nigga, get you killed, dog.
Whack.
Wanna tweet about me, nigga, get you killed, dog.
Whack.
Kill, dog. I'm a real dog. You a little dog.
Feel,
dog. Wanna feel, dog.
Okay, we should be back on.
Yeah. Alright, not trying to sound sexy as people say.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, we back. Got the news right here. It's a daily little update. You know, edible theme, man. I think that's, we're going to start out these holidays, man, coming up, because they come quick. You know, I was thinking some ideas of some nice edibles, you know, so I put them in instead of, you know, you don't really see the brownies no more in the cookies. You really see now the gummies or, see, they got pies. In the news, we got something crazy. Sparkling water. That's really big. Water anyway. So, see, now some water. What we got?
All right, let me turn this mic this way. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Got you with the news. Oh, where we go? You said it's sparkling water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, cannabis-laced sparkling water will give you a delightfully fizzy high.
Okay.
So, cold brew coffee has gone cannabis-infused. It just makes sense that sparkling water would be the next beverage to be spiked with THC. Mount Joy Sparkling combines the finest full-spectrum cannabis oils containing 12 milligrams of hybrid THC and water sourced from a pristine aquifer on a Sonoma Country ranch.
So it's, what's the name of the company? Mount Joy? Is that Mount?
Mount Joy Sparkling.
Mount Joy Sparkling.
Yeah. Huh. So it's a zero calorie unsweetened sparkling water. Comes in peach, orange, or unflavored. And are sold at dispensaries throughout California and of course on the web. So it's a fast acting without the stress and uncertainty of the THC edibles that require a waiting period. Yes, this new sparkling water is quite possibly the trendiest edible to hit store shelves this year. And sure to make a fizzy splash. And it got edibles in quotations because it's a drink. So it's, yeah, a drinkable.
Right. Well, maybe because of the carbon water. Because, you know, that's why people drink the club soda with, like,
with Hennessy
club soda
stuff.
And scotch, you know, whatever. Because that bubbles, you know, gets so maybe the bubbles in that. That's pretty damn okay.
Really?
Yeah. Who wrote that article? Where is it from?
The World. An Earthling. Let me see. Miss Anna Monet Roberts. Anna Monet Roberts.
Is the author, I mean, is the writer.
Yeah.
What, from what paper source? It don't matter, I guess.
I mean, yeah, because right here it says she's 5'9".
Oh,
wait. No, I'm just playing. I mean, what else you put?
I was like, what? Wouldn't
know the life story. All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to know where it was from, but that's what's up. All right, what's the next story?
Next article. While I got the mic in my face. Here we go.
This one really tripped me out. Let you know that it's really growing.
Most amazing thing you ever heard. Sky is blue, right? This guy left his job at the police department to launch a marijuana edible business.
That's the shit.
So 3 years ago, this guy made a decision to start a cannabis business with his best friend. It was so terrifying for many reasons. Neither of us had any business experience. Weed is illegal in a lot of states, and I've never tried cannabis before, so he said. So they became really good friends at high school, yada, yada, yada. They had really good skills together. They worked well. So, let me see. He went to visit her at her college dorm room while they were still in college, and they would create these good bonds and memories. So, later he applied to be a police dispatcher, answering 911 calls, operating the radio. He started the job at a young age and wanted to learn and gain experience as quickly as possible. He read all the books in the building as far as doing that. Okay, so this is a very interesting article. And then we get down to the bottom of the page and they had yoga. And yeah, so they proposed to start this business. It's a long, I had to like read through it. I'd be abandoning any chance to return to my old job. What would I say to my former coworkers who I was told was leaving to teach yoga? Many of them were vocal about their views against marijuana. I spent 3 months researching and deliberating before he tried before trying any weed himself. So he said he liked it and he grew more excited about starting a business. He had to share that secret with his family. A year later, the business was on the table. Finally, he decided to announce, and my news was met with some shock, obviously, and disappointment by friends and family. It's now been 3 years since I quit dispatching in California. 4 months is 4 months away from legal sales of recreational use of cannabis. Still have great relationships with a lot of my coworkers. Took a flying leap of faith to start this business. And right now they said they're struggling to meet their order demand.
Ooh.
So every day of 2017 has been spent how to best grow our business. As we look towards 2018, our biggest concern
is the
financial burden of acquiring business license. Just tilted.
Yeah. That's what's up right there.
So, yeah, it looks like a success story for real. Like, dude was a...
But a cop... Well, he wasn't a cop.
He was a police dispatcher.
Yeah, he wasn't a cop. They made it
seem... Hey, what was I watching this movie? What the... Hey, they consider canines. If you shoot a canine...
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, if you shoot any damn dog nowadays, you're going to get some time. You know, it's an animal. Hell, it's a federal offense to shoot an eagle.
Wow.
You know, because it's just, you know, it's a... Wait, what are you doing shooting anything anyway? But then a lot of those hunters, that's, you know, they all conservative and want to hunt. But then, I guess you can shoot deer and rabbit and ducks.
Okay.
I'm, you know, something like that. I guess wild game you can do. I don't know. Cause it got, like I said, more people gonna start moving out to the country to grow. As you can see, the business is growing. So like that dude, he where he's gonna grow from. Like, it's just only so many buildings probably that's gonna let you grow the weed indoors, and then you gotta get all that nutrient, you know what I'm saying, solution, big 50-gallon jug. We gonna flush that down the toilet, and that's where it's gonna get fucked up. When you got a, you know, big greenhouse somewhere you can grow your own or do, you know. Yeah. So I'm telling you, it's gonna go to that. It's gonna have to. It's gonna have to. So anyway, man, it's a short one right here. We just did a little news and whatnot. Grow tips. We're gonna have a little old video, man. We're gonna do one before you leave. And we're just gonna go over the grow, you know, tent, little area, and see what you got, we can get. And so that's it, really, grow tips. I'm just tell you, my man, I had two good plants, beautiful, but when I dried them out, they caught some mold. Something I did wrong, I don't know exactly, but this particular time, I'm gonna start writing down what I do instead of going off like every day journal. When I would see people doing that, I was like, man, come on, that's a little bit too much. Like, I don't have to, but hey, you got to, okay? You can go back to it for notes. So my grow tip to you is, man, take some notes on what you do. If you mess up, you mess up. But at least you got it now. You know, you learn from your mistakes. It's like anything in life. Am I sad about it? Yeah, because that shit was going to be my shit. Yeah, I'm a little upset, but I can learn and grow. You know, because drying it out and curing is two different things. I found that out the hard way. But it's only going to make me a better grower. So same to you. Anyway, man, we're going to salute off. We ain't keeping you too long because this was all over the place with the mic falling down. But edibles is the theme. So, salute to that dude, man, and his business. What was the name of his business, by the way? It's in California. It really didn't say, did it? Because he just went on about all this other stuff. So, got it up.
He said he opened up a dispensary.
Oh, he does have a dispensary.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Does it get a name? Yeah, it really don't give his name, so.
He used to be a cop, man. You can't put that out there.
Dispatch.
We're gonna find him.
Dispatch. Anyway. Alright, people, we out. See y'all next week. Hopefully.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah. Alright, peace.
Among feathers, you're broken by the waves among the sea. And they hope that you die, they hope that you wash away. But you swim as well as you fly. Pretty little bird.
so you softened up. And you've been checking penis talking just to get to me, love. I wanna be a golden goose. I wanna shave my